Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton. Today's going to be a brief episode. I had something in mind way back on Saturday, and here it is Tuesday. It's been 6 days since my last podcast. I'd hoped to keep up a quicker pace than that. I did manage to get a new YouTube video out, Rule 20 for the Absolute Beginner, on Saturday, so I did make a little progress. I've been meaning to get that out for weeks now. I've been wondering why I hadn't been picked up by Apple Podcasts yet, and asked the Anchor community, and everybody said, well, I didn't do anything, you just get it. And so I finally contacted Anchor, and they said it's because I mentioned that my first podcast was a test, so I had to remove that part of the description of my podcast, and they'd resubmit it. So keep that in mind if you want to be on Apple Podcasts and have Anchor pick it up, send it out automatically and be approved. Don't say that it's a test and it'll happen. So in the next week or so, I should be showing up on Apple Podcasts. And I imagine once that goes through, the handful of the others will get approved. So there is a wealth of podcasts. It's hard to keep up with them all. I did a good job of getting caught up on the weekend when I was out running errands and doing various things. Between a game on Wednesday night and a game on Sunday morning and chores around the house and time with my granddaughter, who she and her parents live with me. So she's always coming in and saying, are you working? Making sure I'm done with my day. And last night we had a little bit of fun. She likes to play with my dice and roll them in a dice tray. And she was telling me, no, it's your turn to roll dice. So I picked up some six-siders and it just happened to be four of them and rolled them. And I'm like, wait a minute, that's a really good roll. And I rolled them again and two really good rolls. So I'm like, okay, before I forget, I'm going to write those down and I'm going to see if I can keep this going. So my first roll was an 18, then a 15. And so you can see why I was a little excited about that. I didn't quite keep that high of a result, but I then rolled a 13, a 14, an 11, and a 13. So that was pretty exciting. The next few rolls after that went way downhill from there. So I guess that's a character or NPC I can use sometime without too much thought. And my granddaughter is hilarious. She loves the movie Frozen, and she confuses Elsa and Frozen are two different people in her mind. I think she's finally getting that straightened out, that Elsa is Frozen. But we play pretend, and she says, now you be a bad monster. And so I have to growl, and she'll sing some song about her version of Let It Go and all she has to do and this, that, and the other. And then she'll hold up her hands like she's freezing me and beats the bad monster. So she's really getting into role play that way. And so she's a little over three and a half and has already moved up to the four-year-old class in preschool. So she might be ready to handle some of the RPGs that are designed for four-year-olds. I haven't quite tried that yet. I did back the Kickstarter by Babars El Tayeb. That's probably nowhere near right to say that. Power outage. I keep wanting to call that power outrage, the way my brain likes to turn things around. Power outrage sounds a lot better, doesn't it? So they just funded and they're looking at stretch goals. They've only got 6 days to go. So I'm looking forward to see how that goes. I've got an older version of the rules that are on his website that I just never get the time to read. So trying to do this whole business thing and play games and prepare for games and spend time with family and get my chores done, plus do the job. The day's gone before I know it. My job is going through a period of rush and stress right now. I'm really looking forward to trying to get some time off. And every time I think things are calmed down. Somebody else has got time off. A client's had an emergency and I'm stressed out and my day's over and then I don't have energy to do anything. That's kind of been the way things have been going since last week. My energy to produce content is just hadn't been there. So hazards of getting older, I guess. It's a little more difficult to do that. I had been doing really good and had plenty of energy, but the stress really gets you down. So I guess it's some well-needed time to think about something else for a while. So this episode will be short. It looks like it's going to be about the length of the average episode. I haven't had a call-in for a while. I haven't made many call-ins for a while, but there's a lot of good content out there. Check out the other casters on Anchor, the Anchorite community on Google Plus. You can find links to everybody there. And lots of interesting ideas coming out. People talking about tables, sharing ideas, a few rants here and there. It's a good cross-section of the community. Most of us are a bunch of guys, mostly older guys from the OSR crowd, which I guess that's the point of the OSR Anchorite community. It'd be nice to get a different perspective than older guys or just guys who like the OSR way of doing games. Just to hear that perspective. John Large's wife, Deborah, has had a couple of episodes on the Red Dice Diaries, so it's not all guys, but it would be nice to get a little bit more variety. And anyway, I'm really getting in a big ramble here. Not really much of a point other than to get a quick podcast out, let you all know I'm still here, still cranking. Just work's kind of fried my brain for creativity at the moment. I hate it when that happens because I have all these ideas and I go to think about them and they're just mush and not making a lot of sense. So a little self-care, I guess, for the next little while. I'll try to have another podcast out as soon as my brain can form more coherent thoughts and have something to share. So y'all have a great day. Thanks for listening and game on.